This is Jaguars Post Game. Jaguars Post Game. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Jaguars great Fred will announce today's game. Jeff Loggeman will have player interviews and an exclusive conversation with head coach Doug Marrone. Jaguars Post Game is presented by Baptist Health, Farrah and Farrah, Geico, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank. Jaguars Post Game starts right now.
Welcome in, Jaguars Post Game, after a shutout win on the road for the Jags in the AFC South. 27-0 the final. A win over the Indianapolis Colts for the Jags in Week 7 to improve to a record of 4-3 heading into the bye week. The Colts fall to 2-5. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey in Jacksonville. Fred Taylor on the line with us from South Florida. That's what we call a good old-fashioned country whipping right there, Fred.
Is that taking them out behind the barnyard?
I think so.
Hey, man, total domination, man. Hats off to the defense. I had an opportunity earlier in the season against the Ravens to pitch a shutout. Didn't happen, but they did it today. That's the way to finish strong.
Yeah, hats off to Blake Bortles and that offense too, Fred. Man. I mean, look, we thought that – I didn't think the Colts were going to score a bunch of points today, but I don't think anybody thought that the Jags would go up and down the field, particularly the way they were able to in the first half.
And we lost Fred. We'll get back with Fred in just a moment.
No, you didn't lose me.
No, they are.
I'm sorry. I apologize, guys. Mike threw it to me, and I totally dropped the ball.
You know,
thanks for the target, Mike. I appreciate it. I got to catch it.
Mike, I got to catch those.
You know, no, I agree with you, Mike, on that. I definitely agree. A lot of pressure on Jacoby Brissett. I definitely feel bad for one of the hometown kids from down my neck of the woods, Palm Beach County. But, hey, you sign up for it, man. You got to be able to, you know, take the punishment, and that's what the defense delivered today. Total domination and a lot of punishment on the kid.
Yeah, 10 sacks today, many other hits. They didn't get a takeaway on defense. Come on, guys. I mean,
set the sack record and tied it now in the first 7 weeks of the season, which is pretty ridiculous, Fred.
No, that's amazing. Everything that they're doing now is totally amazing. They have total chemistry. They seem that they're a team that's built to play from ahead. You know, they got to become a little bit more consistent. They were great today in the run game, which is always a necessity. And the pass game is just lights out. I mean, one of the best performances that I've witnessed as a Jaguar since 1998.
Hey, Fred, we'll get right back with you. Let's go back to Indianapolis outside the Jags locker room. A victorious head coach, Doug Marrone, is with Jeff Loggeman.
All right, thank you, JP. Here with head coach Doug Marrone. And, Doug, impressive victory, 27-0. It's not very often in this league that you can get a shutout in your offense. Boy, what do you say about them? All those points off of zero defensive takeaways.
Yeah, I think, you know, early on we talked about it during the week. We talked about how Indy was playing, you know, outside of the first game. You know, their last five games, you know, they've been either leading or tied at the half and really playing well. And we knew that we had to come out here and get a fast start. And I think that, you know, offensively, I think on the first four possessions, we were able to score. And obviously on the first two and getting touchdowns out of those possessions, I think was a big plus.
Yeah, points on the first four possessions. And it's amazing that every one of those possessions had an explosive play in the passing game.
Yeah, I thought that the receivers and Blake really stepped up. You know, we knew that, you know, people had been loading the boxes on us, so we knew we were going to have to take some shots deep, and, you know, we were able to make those things, and I think those are the things that we need to continue to do if we're going to play well and put up the points, you know, outside of, you know, creating turnovers and things of that nature, and I think that'll help our football team.
And Blake had to do it without a couple key guys. Cam Robinson goes down early in this ball game. Leonard Fournette wasn't active for today.
Yeah, I thought Chris, you know, and T.J. Yeldon and Corey stepped up well. I think, you know, obviously we have Brandon Linder out, so we've had Chatley in there, and then Cam goes down early, you know, in the game, and Josh Wells got in there. And I think that's the good thing about this team is we've got some people that we can trust and put in there, and they're able to perform for us to, you know, not make any excuses.
Once you got a lead, the pressure that you were able to put on Jacoby Brissett, it's the first time in league history since the 84 Bears that a team has had 10 sacks or more twice in a season.
Well, I think, you know, it's a credit. And like you said, you know, the first four possessions gets them out of it. You know, we still got to work on the run defense. You know, we gave up some big chunks early. I think the game, you know, obviously the game plan starts to change and you start to lose, you know, possessions and things of that nature. So, you know, you kind of forced a little bit. But I thought, you know, when we're able to stop them on first down and put them into long yardage situations where you got to go a little bit deeper with the ball, you know, I thought we did a good job covering and we were able to create some pressure. And we created pressure through bringing more than four at a time. So I think it was a good job by Todd Wash and the defensive staff along with the players.
Great way to go into the bye, isn't it?
It always is great winning before you go into a bye in this league. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Head coach Doug Marone, a happy man after a 27-0 win over the Colts. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jags win at 27-0 over the Colts. When we return, Jeff Lagerman inside the locker room at Lucas Oil Stadium. After a big win in the division to improve to 4-2, the Jags are happy today. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
It's fourth down and 10.
Hey, did you see DirecTV lets you watch all the games for $60 a month?
But it jumps to over $100 after 3 months.
What was that? That's just a legal disclaimer.
And jumps again to over $150 after a year.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could cost you over $3,500 over 2 years.
At least it's the weekend.
It's Thursday.
Don't get caught off guard by DirecTV. Switch to Xfinity today. Compares DirecTV choice package as of 8/21/17. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Hey fans, be there live to support the Jaguars at Everbank Field this season. Always buy your Jaguars tickets from our official ticketing partner, Ticketmaster, and the NFL Ticket Exchange. Only Ticketmaster has verified tickets that are 100% guaranteed to get you in every time. Other sellers can only guarantee they'll give you a refund if they sell you a fraudulent ticket. So go with a trusted source and our official partner and know you're going to the game.
Get your game on with Konica Minolta. Let us reshape and revolutionize your workplace of the future with our innovative ideas and solutions. No matter what size your business is, we'll coach you to enhance your productivity and bottom line. Visit us at reshapework.com. Add Konica Minolta to your team for the most productive season ever.
Game Day parking hassles goodbye with the JCA's Game Day Express. There are five convenient lots to choose from, and tickets start at just $8. Visit JTAFLA.com for more information. Jags win at 27-0 over the Indianapolis Colts. A big reason why is standing by with Jeff Lagerman. Blake Bortles had his 13th career 300-yard game today, Jeff.
Thank you, JP. Blake, Doug Marone talked about the desire to start fast against the Colts, and you guys were able to score on all of the first four possessions in a ball game. That was huge.
Yeah, it was. You know, we knew going into it that they were a team that was kind of their MO, was starting fast, and they were working on finishing. So we wanted to make sure we continued kind of what we had been doing throughout the year and starting fast, and then consistency. You know, we've talked about consistency as a team from week to week, but it kind of carries over from series to series. And, you know, it was a pretty good first half, I thought, all around by the offense.
You don't have Leonard Fournette. He's inactive. Early in the game, second offensive play, Cam Robinson goes down. But yet you guys were able to find ways to get explosive plays on all of those drives.
Yeah, it was huge. You know, obviously Leonard not playing is a big miss. He's an unbelievable back. I think everybody knows that. And then Cam Robinson has been doing an unbelievable job as a rookie left tackle. For him to go down, you know, I think it just allowed guys some opportunities to step up and make some
play. You know what I'm saying? A big play, you know, in every one of those possessions. I can't recall, but I'm almost positive.
Did have time to throw, but he couldn't find anybody open, and that
Yeah, you're correct, Gene. I think that goes into the thing that I've said before. You know, I think my experience has been if you have guys in the back end that can't cover you, you're really not going to get a lot of sacks. You know, you'll get them in third and long situations, maybe stuff like that, you know, when you're playing zone and stuff for the people to find some holes when you get deeper. But, you know, it's truly been hand in hand. I thought, you know, early on we were running some games and that nature. And, you know I had a conversation with Todd Walsh after they completed a third and 14, you know, and we ran double games on both sides. And I said, you know, hey, listen, let's just take those guys and let's bring them, you know, unless it's pressure or something of that nature where the games are involved in it. You know, let's not, you know, take our fast guys on the outside and bring them inside and take our slow guys on the inside and try to bring them outside and try to, you know, create picks for those guys to come free. You know, let's just go ahead and rush. So I think they did a nice job of that. Sure. Well, he's obviously part of this offense, and obviously, you know, in the passing game, he's obviously a big part of it. And he's also done a good job with his ability to run, you know what I'm saying, and escape trouble, you know, at times. And I think that helps us out quite a bit. So, yeah, I think, it shows, you know, the ability. You know, he really played a very good game outside of just the one, you know, the turnover, which is honestly is my fault. You know, I thought he did a great job. You know, in a series prior, the second series prior to that, where, you know, nobody was open. We checked the ball down. We wound up kicking the field goal. It was third and long. I knew they were going to be in coverage, you know, and it was 20-0. And, you know, I made a mistake. In my mind, I was thinking to myself, hey, listen, I like the play that's called. Coach Ack could call the play. In my mind, I was thinking, you know, should I just trump it and run the ball and go up 23-20? You know, so I kind of kicked myself in the butt. I can do a better job than that.
Doug, what did you see on the two touchdowns? One to Mercedes on the fade and then the other on Yeldon's 58-yard.
Yeah, we were just looking for the matchup on the outside, you know what I'm saying, when we put Mercedes out there. So we thought we had a favorable matchup, and we just went over the top, and he did a nice job coming down with the ball. And, you know, we saw that, you know, hey, we were able to, you know, if we can get this, you know, scheme right on that side, that we'd be able to, you know, I don't know about breaking it that long, but we felt comfortable with, you know, with that play. I think they did a good job executing, and we were able to get them through there.
What Blake in the past game was able to do today, how important is that going forward in terms of showing defenses, hey, you can't just stack us, we got a chance to do this?
I think when you do it once, you know, people look at it, they're going to make you prove it again, you know. And I think when you do it again, I think people are going to look at it and they're going to say, well, let's see if he can do it against us, you know. And then when you do it again, the people are going to say, well, it's not going to be against us, you know. So I think, you know, Mike, I think it's one of those things that you just got to go out there and you got to prove it each week, you know. And, you know, we've got to do a good job and a balance of how we're putting together the plans.
Keelan early, and then Marquise.
Well, we're looking to get Keelan involved early, you know, saying from a target standpoint. We haven't really targeted him that much, so that was an emphasis on that, to get him involved early. So I was happy to see him be able to make a play early in the game.
Is it enjoyable to finish off a shutout? I mean, the game was decided.
I mean, I'm sure for the defensive coaches it's very difficult to do in this league. For me, you know, like I said before, I'm still bummed and pissed about the second quarter, you know what I'm saying, myself personally. And I just care about winning a game, you know. So I don't care if it was, you know, 40-39 or, you know, 3-0. I mean, so I'm probably the wrong guy. But I'm sure those guys are happy, because I know that the guys on the sideline were talking about preserving the shutout with the other guys in there.
The coverage was outstanding, like you mentioned. But what does it say about your front and front seven that you're able to have seven different guys contribute to the sack total today?
Well, I think we got to get in better shape, you know what I'm saying? But with those guys up front, we're rotating those guys in there, you know. And, you know, they want to rush and do all that stuff and get in those situations, they got to get in shape. So, you know, I mean, that's one of the things I'll talk to them about. You know, you look out there and, you know, they're like, you know, hey, listen, you know, just put your hand in the ground, go ahead and rush the quarterback. It's about, you know, less than 3 seconds, then you get a, you know, 40-second break in between. I mean, you know, but I think, you know, to be able to put other guys in there and them to be able to get some pressure is obviously a good situation. And I think those things help. You know, I think, you know, during the course of the game, you get a little bit nervous, you know what I'm saying, when the game was at the score it was, you know, now you're trying to manage who's in and who's out. You know, you have the bye week coming up, but you still want to be smart. You know, you don't want to put guys out there that, you know, potentially, you know, whether it's from fatigue or whatever it may be, bumps and bruises that, you know, obviously you know, they have a chance to get injured. You don't want to do that.
Thank you, Coach.
Great. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
282 yards in the first half. Conscious effort to throw the ball down the field a little bit more today, maybe?
Yeah, we wanted to break some tendencies. You know, obviously with Leonard being out, the way he's been running has been, you know, incredible. And we've been heavy run in all those big packages. So we wanted to do some different things. You know, we had a feeling that they were going to kind of play us like guys have in the past and put a bunch of people in the box. So we wanted to kind of take chances and, you know, throw down the field a little bit.
The middle of the field especially.
I thought it was huge. I think Vontae Davis, who's been over there for a while, is a really good player. So, you know, anytime you got a guy, you know, one-on-one with him, that's a challenge. So I think you want to err towards throwing the ball in the middle of the field, you know, trying to get guys open, doing different things across the middle. And I thought guys did a good job getting open, and I thought we held up well up front, you know, even after Cam went down.
How big of a step was today for this passing game, knowing that you're going to need it later on?
Right. You know, I think it was huge. I think it's something that everybody knew we were capable of. You know, even the past 6 weeks, I think it's something we knew we kind of had and were able to do whenever the time came. And, you know, it just so happened to be this week that we needed to be able to throw the ball and air it out and move it down the field.
How important was it to get Keelan Cole finally sort of going, particularly in such a big chunk explosive?
Right. Yeah, play? I thought it was awesome. You know, we haven't done a whole lot with him. He's had a couple catches here and there, and we wanted to give him a chance to go make some plays. You know, I think it's you know, it was important for us to find out, you know, what he was able to do, and I thought he showed us, and I think he's capable of doing much more. So, you know, he's still a rookie. He's a young guy that's still learning, but I think he's done an incredible job and keeps getting better each week.
How well did the line protect, particularly without Brandon and then Cam?
Yeah, I mean, Cam goes down. You know, that's tough. He's been really good at left tackle. So for Josh Wells to come in, you know, and then really for Shatley to continue to play well and for the backs to kind of pick up the slack that, you know, Leonard left by not playing, I thought it was a good job by everybody. I thought there was a lot of opportunities given for guys to go out there and play and be effective, and I thought they did a good job.
You know, make some plays in the passing game. Do you think it's going to make defenses think twice about stacking going on, or do you need to?
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully they keep stacking the box and we keep doing that. You know, it's a little more fun as a quarterback to throw than to hand it off, but, you know, as long as you're winning, it's irrelevant. So we'll do whatever, you know, I guess the defense kind of shows us and play off of that.
Out of seven games, what is it about the script that gets you off to a good start?
You know, I think it's just the attention to detail. You know, I think guys are pretty locked in and have a really good idea of what we're running. You know, when's it going to be called? What look are we going to get? So I think guys are pretty locked in and focused on that. And it's something that, you know, we've talked about for a long time in Jacksonville and the past couple of years for sure, being able to start fast and haven't always been able to do that. So I think for us to kind of take that next step and be able to do that this year has been big.
On top of that.
How impressive is TJ not having played all year and then going for one
time? You know, he's a guy, you watch him all week in practice, kind of take the scout team reps, and, you know, he's the same back that he's always been. The guy that, you know, has played the past 2 years and been extremely productive for us. So we knew we had him, you know, if something were to happen, you know, and he was able to come out and show what he could do today.
On top of scoring on the first drive, though, you scored three straight more times. I mean, so kind of added to those fast starts, and you said you've been talking about that for a while, so
right.
You do something like that with this defense, you're pretty good.
Yeah, definitely, and you know, we talk about consistency all the time, you know, kind of on a week-to-week basis and being able to stack some wins up together, but it's also, I think, you know, kind of interpreted through the game and through each series. You want to start fast and score on the first drive, but then you want to be able to have some consistency and continue to put up points. And, you know, I think anytime we're able to give our defense a lead, you know, they're fun to watch play.
4-3 going into the bye with the win. How big does that feel now that you've done it?
No, it's huge. You know, I think it's something that I don't think has happened in Jacksonville for a while. You know, so anytime you win, it's big, especially going into a bye week, beating a divisional opponent right before that. It's definitely a big win.
Thank you.
No, and with the talent of Robinson, is how the backup does the very next play. And Wells, the guy kind of shook him up, but he held his ground the entire game. And hats off to him for being ready.
When we return, highlights from this game. Plenty more to go with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey. I'm JP Shadrick. Final score 27-0. Jaguars over the Colts. At Lucas Oil Stadium, the Jags are 4-3 and nearly atop the AFC South. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Here's why our members say they choose ViStar Credit Union.
I choose ViStar because everyone's friendly and I just love coming to ViStar to do my banking. I'll never change.
I love the service. Every time I come in, it's always service with a smile.
I love ViStar. I will never go anywhere else. I'm very happy here.
To join, visit any branch or vistarcu.org. At Vistar, we never forget that it's your money. Federally insured by NCUA. All new accounts subject to approval.
How do you become the official truck of the NFL? You make it tough with high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy. You make it smart with Pro Trailer Backup Assist. You make it for work. And the weekend. Ford F-Series. Making tough jobs easier year after year. That's how you become America's best-selling truck 40 years straight. Score one at your local Ford dealer.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. I've been doing this for 20 years, but success doesn't happen in a vacuum. Thank you for helping me move this thing along. You helped me get this thing going in the early days by telling 20 of your closest friends about Tito's. They told 20 more, and it kept growing from there. We wouldn't be where we are today without your support. Thank you very much. Go to titosvodka.com and pick up some Tito's gear. All proceeds benefit our charity partners. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. titosvodka.com.
AutoZone presents Seeing Clearly. Whether it's 6,000 miles, 6 months, or six kinds of harsh weather, Rain-X Quantum Wiper Blades are tough enough for whatever the forecast calls for. Right now, save $10 by mail-in rebate when you buy two Rain-X Quantum Wiper Blades. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The kick is up. It's good! It's time for Field Goals for Firehouse. You can score a medium Firehouse sub when you donate $5 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more on the Wednesday following the game, get a medium sub with a $5 donation to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. It's Field Goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs. Final score in Indianapolis, 27-0. Jaguars over the Indianapolis Colts. Jaguars postgame continues. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Fred Taylor. Let's get to the highlights from this one. All Jags all day. They lost Cam Robinson on the second play from scrimmage with an ankle injury. They kept driving down the field. 12 plays, 75 yards, 5.5 minutes, capped off by Chris Ivory.
Blake gives to Ivory. Ivory right up the middle into the end zone. Touchdown. A one-yard touchdown run by Chris Ivory. And Jacksonville breaks on top here at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Mercedes Lewis had a 24-yard reception on that drive and had a ball overthrown to his way in the end zone to play before the Ivory touchdown. Well, the next drive, he got his. Bortles to Lewis. A 5-yard score in the second possession.
Blake drop. Fires, throws a fade to the right side. Leaping for it is Mercedes Lewis. Did he come down with it? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
14-0 Jags right out of the gate. They scored on the next drive. Lambeau from 42 yards away. That made it 17-0. Another Lambeau field goal, 33 yards. That made it a 20-0 Jags lead. The Jags lost a fumble, though. Blake Bortles fumbled it away. Henry Anderson made a nice play right before the half. But the Colts couldn't do anything with it. They had to punt it away four times and ended the half. So 20-0 at halftime. Opening drive, second half, three and out punt for the Colts. Ivory fumbles it away. The Colts punt again. The Jags get the ball. They go six plays, 91 yards. T.J. Yeldon's first game with a jersey this year, and he gets in the end zone.
They give it instead to Yeldon. T.J.'s got some room into the open field. T.J. to the 40, the 35, the 30. Inside the 20, the 10, the 5, dives for the pylon, touchdown. T.J. Yeldon has gone the distance.
58 yards for Yeldon on the score. He finished the day with over 100 yards on the ground on 9 carries. What a day for Yeldon, what a day for the Jags. Nothing else happened the rest of the day. Bunch of sacks. That's pretty much what else happened. The Jaguars defense shut them down and shut them out. Final score 27-0 over the Indianapolis Colts in week 7 to improve to 4-3. Colts fall to 2-5. A look at the Everbank stats check coming up. More with Mike Dempsey and Fred Taylor after we return. It's Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler. Check. Chips. Check. Hot dogs. Check. Jaguars hoodie. Check. Insurance. Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Insurance Office of America today, 1-800-243-6899. Property insurance is not available in the state of Florida from Auto Owners Insurance.
At EverBank, we're defined by performance. It's not just lip service. We live it and bring it to you every day through our Yield Pledge Promise, which guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields around. And that promise is yours when you open a Yield Pledge checking or money market account. We do the legwork while your money performs. It's your money. Make the most of it. Stop by a local financial center or visit us online at everbank.com/Jaguars. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC.
It's fourth down and 10.
Hey, did you see DirecTV lets you watch all the games for $60 a month?
But it jumps to over $100 after 3 months.
What was that?
That's just a legal disclaimer.
And jumps again to over $150 after a year.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could cost you over $3,500 over 2 years.
At least it's the weekend.
It's Thursday.
Don't get caught off guard by DirecTV. Switch to Xfinity today. Compares DirecTV choice package as of 8/21/17. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
Hey, Jaguars fans, you ready to score McDonald's favorites this season? Download and register the McDonald's app. Cheer on our Jaguars, get great deals. The Jaguars final score gets you a McDonald's favorite. 10 points, buy a premium dessert, get one free. 20 points, buy a Big Mac, get one free. And 30 points, buy a signature crafted recipe sandwich, get one free. It's good to be a Jaguars fan. Price of required purchase posted on menu board. Valid through October 1st at participating McDonald's.
Jaguars postgame rolls along. PRI Productions, the official event production company of the Jags, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, Jaguars postgame. 27-0. Jags over the Colts in week 7. Jags improved to 4-3. Colts fall to 2-5. And it's the first shutout of the Colts since 1993. One of those was on the road, the first home shutout for the Colts since earlier in 1993, actually the day before the Jags franchise was announced by the National Football League. So it's been a long time, let's put it that way,
since
the Colts have been shut out. The Jags got it done today with 10 sacks, tying a franchise record that was set earlier this season. Now, 33 sacks on the season for this Jaguars defense leading the National Football League, and that gives us a look at our EverBank stats check today. We start off with total net yardage in this game, 518 to 232 in favor of Jacksonville. 518 yards of offense for the Jags today. Amazing to think about. Fred's laughing in the background there. 188 of those on the ground, 96 for Indy. Passing net, 330 to 136. Clean game pretty much, 4 penalties, 34 yards for the Jags in this game. Time of possession, just over 32 minutes for the Jags today. They won, even though they gave up the ball twice today on turnovers.
Didn't matter.
Doesn't matter because they were so dominant everywhere else.
The other team couldn't do a thing with it offensively. And you know what? That's kind of where I'll start. I'll start with the Colts stats individually here. Jacoby Brissett, give the guy credit. He dropped back about 50 times today to pass when you consider the 10 sacks, 37 actual attempts, and then he scrambled out of there a few times as well, 5 rushing attempts, threw for exactly 200 yards and a quarterback rating of 74.2. That doesn't tell you how dominant the Jags defense was today, though. Frank Gore, the leading rusher for the Colts with only 34 yards on 9 carries. Jack Doyle got some garbage time late and had 6 catches for 44 yards for the Colts. Antonio Morrison, another former Gator there, Freddie, 13 total tackles, including 8 solos. A lot of tackle opportunities as the Jags had the ball quite a bit. Blake Bortles, 330 yards through the air, a touchdown pass, and a quarterback rating of 124.7. No interceptions. He did lose the fumble when he got blindsided on the only sack he took all day. TJ Yeldon, how about this guy? 6 weeks on the pine. Today, 9 carries, 122 yards, including a long of 58 that went for a touchdown. Chris Ivory had 17 carries, doing some grunt work with 47 yards, including a short score early in the football game. Alan Hearns stepping up with 5 for 101 through the air. Marquise Lee caught 4 balls for 72 yards. Keelan Cole only caught 2. One of them went for 52 yards and helped set up an early touchdown. And Mercedes Lewis, as JP predicted, would be a factor today.
That's right.
2 for 29 with a score defensively for the Jags. No surprise, Telvin Smith racking up a bunch of tackles, 10 total, including 7 solo. Miles Jack with 8, including a sack. He got 2 half sacks in there. Combine them together. Unique Ngakoue had 2.5 sacks today. Calais Campbell had 2 sacks today. Who didn't get a sack today for the Jaguar defense? The list is not that long. So dominant performance top to bottom. I mean, Brad Nortman barely had to see the field today because the offense was in such sync, Fred. Just a completely all-around dominant game in all aspects of the football today.
Oh, without a doubt. It even has me. I think I'm going to call Vinatieri and see if he would like to donate his check to charity because he didn't play today. So when a kicker on the opposing team doesn't touch the field, that just spells great things about your defense, man, and lights out to him. We're digging in the bag. Well, you guys are for sure to find these statistics. That is just impressive. They continue to break records or tie records each and every week.
How about this one? Speaking of digging into the old treasure chest here, the last time the Jaguars went for over 500 total yards in a game, today they went for 518. The last time they did it was 1998, 519 against Baltimore.
Against Baltimore, was it? Okay.
How about that?
I wonder what happened that day.
What happened, Fred? Why don't you tell us?
Long time ago, man. 30-something hundred tackles later? I don't know. This is a long time ago.
I'll be looking that one up on the next timeout to find out just exactly what Fred Taylor did in that game.
We'll see what happened.
You know, I don't know, but I know it's a lot of hits.
Oh, yeah. We'll see. We'll check on that. It's kind of cryptic there from Freddie T. We'll see if we can decipher what he's talking about. But there you have it. Everbank Stats Check. Jags win it today, 27-0. A dominant win in the division on the road over the Colts. We'll have the player of the game voting coming up. We've also got to look at the injury reports. Jags win it big. 27-0. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
It only takes a drop of water to cause someone to slip and fall, but it takes a lot more to prove that your injuries were the result of negligence. The store said the floor was dry. Our investigators learned that on the day of the accident, it had been raining.
So the next time it rained, we went back. And guess what? Rainwater was dripping from the ceiling exactly where our client was injured. When you're in for the fight of your life, investigators with 30 years of experience is a good thing. Farrah and Farrah. Jacksonville.
With the Florida Lottery Game Day Cash Promotion, you could win an RV.
That's a 2018 Lazy Days Winnebago Motorhome.
Yep, and access to games.
Season tickets.
Yes, and cash.
Millions in cash prizes and over 200,000 in additional second chance prizes.
So download the Game Day Cash app to enter your Florida Lotto, Fantasy 5, and Fast Play tickets and get ready to win. Game Day Cash. It's your ticket.
Claim it.
Must be 18 or older to play. Play responsibly.
The CSI Companies has been getting the people business right for more than 20 years in Jacksonville. CSI proudly opened their doors just as the Jaguars came to town. And they've been valuable business partners for some of Jacksonville's largest companies. Do you have a need for temporary help during a busy time period? Looking for a team of IT consultants for a special project? CSI can help. Call them at 800-582-0828 or go to thecsicompanies.com. Don't partner with just anyone. Partner with the CSI Companies, proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
When it comes to the entertainment you love, X1 gives you more. Change the way you experience TV with Xfinity X1. Jaguars postgame continues. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, Jags win 27-0 over the Indianapolis Colts to improve to 4-3. And in a first-place tie with Tennessee, the Titans have the tiebreaker now early. A lot of games to go here in the 2017 season. Jaguars going into the bye week. Good time to have the win going into the bye. And one of those, really, we're looking through the stat books here, and it's really one of the most dominant wins, I think, in Jaguars history.
Sure.
27-0, maybe not by score, but by the yardage they put up today, by the defensive plays they made, the sacks, 10-sack day. The other side couldn't do anything at all offensively. It was just pure domination from the start of this football game. And there were a lot of questions going into this football game. What's going to happen without Fournette? Second play of the game, Cam Robinson goes down. There were questions about Tashaun Gibson going into this game. The starting safety was out. How do you get on the back end there? This was not like a full-powered Jaguars team going into this game today.
Probably everything that we asked may have been asked by the Colts this week. I'm guessing, you know what I mean, up in Indianapolis, how are we going to score against this defense? They probably felt a little bit better about it because they're coming off, you know, some competitive performances, and Brissett has not looked terrible this year. I think the Jags, you know, didn't give them any options today, Fred. You know, T.Y. Hilton was shut down by Jalen Ramsey pretty much all day long, and really nobody else in the passing game was getting open and threatening the Jags. Let me just quickly, JP, you mentioned 98.
Yeah.
Last time the Jags went over 500 yards in offense.
And,
right. And against the Ravens, and I was thinking, was that the Jimmy Smith game when he caught three touchdowns, and I think he went for 291 in that game? That was not that game, however. That was in 2000. Mm. Fred Taylor got the scoring started on this particular day with a 52-yard touchdown run, 23 for 128 on the ground. Fred, what got into you to catch nine passes for 85 yards is what I want to know.
That's the first real opportunity I had, opportunity to play. First touchdown of my career. I had the super, super tight jersey on. Shout out old equipment manager, my guy Drew. I wasn't expecting to play a lot. Stu was the starting running back, and unfortunately he went down when I got out there. First touch was a touchdown. And, it reminds me of T.J. Yeldon. You know, and I'm sort of giving you a preview of sort of where my vote was leaning, but to be ready. And not just Yeldon, but the other guys. You know, Chris Ivory went out there and he grinded out. Yeldon grinded it out. You know, when Cam went down, everyone. So it's about stepping up, you know, and helping each other. Shatley, he's been playing well at center. You know, and this team is well coached. You know, we can say that with ease. They are very well coached because everyone is ready, and they had missed a beat with those injuries. So, but you got to be ready, and that's really what it all boiled down to. Mike, I appreciate the segue because it's great. But man, just great memories in that day alone. Man, against a great defense. But our defense, I mentioned, you know, at the beginning of the show, this was the most impressive. You know, I said defensively, this was the most impressive or dominant game that I ever witnessed since 98, my time with the team. But, JP, you just said it, the most dominating win in all aspects of the game, potentially, in Jaguars history, and I agree with you.
Fred, I don't believe for a minute you didn't remember that game when we were going to break.
I think when he realized what game it was, I think he did remember.
Thought, you know, because we did 2 in 98. And I know our defense under Dom Capers, we dominated them up in Baltimore.
Ah, okay.
And I had a 70-something yard reception against Rod Woodson out of five wides that I shouldn't have probably gotten. But Mark threw it up there anyway, and we brought it down. It was a touchdown. And so I thought that day was potentially the day that, you know, you were talking about. Mm. But the day in Jacksonville, my very first real game, that was a great day. I mean, it was the birth of, I guess, 28.
Yeah, there you have it.
Big time.
Yeah.
I mean, and Stewart went down. I remember sitting in the press box with a friend of mine named Bill as we were watching the game, and he, as soon as he saw that injury, thought torn ACL, and that's what it turned out to be for Little Man. Freddie T took over. Fred, that was a 78-yarder. I'm looking at the numbers from your second encounter. You only had 87 on the ground that day, but you did score a rushing touchdown, and you had the one catch for 78 yards that went for the score. So.
You changed subjects quick, Mike. I was going to ask you, did you think what Boselli thought when I came in. He's like, oh, she's that rookie. Here we go again.
You know,
is what he tells me after after little man went down.
You know, what I thought, Fred, was just give him the ball. He's probably going to rip off about a 52-yarder right here is what
nice.
I was thinking.
We all knew it all along.
I don't know what he's talking about. Okay, it's time now for the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game. You know, before we get to this.
Can I go first?
Yeah, but hold on. Fred, I want to say when you were in here a couple times ago, there's a photo in our studio, a big 7-foot-tall photo of Mark Brunell.
That is the photo.
Is that from that
game? You were talking about.
Yeah, against the Baltimore Ravens. Your first touchdown, the celebration, Mark Brunell's hugging you. It's right here in our studio. I keep looking at it. I'm like, that's from the Baltimore game, right?
From the Baltimore game. And my first aggressive teammate hug came from Mark Brunell.
Wow.
Thanks, Brew.
There you have it. Yeah. Small world. How about that? It popped in my head for some reason. Okay. Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting. I get a vote. Mike gets a vote. Fred Taylor, you can go first, though.
You know, I'm just anxious to get this out because this guy, he definitely deserves it. I wanted to give it to Yeldon because of his, you know, just being there and being patient and waiting on his opportunity and taking full advantage of it. You know, we've had conversation about Yeldon as well, JP, the past several weeks.
Yes.
But you can't overlook Blake Bortles' performance, man. When the quarterback gets player of the week or player of the game, it spells good things for the team. 330 yards passing. That was 100 and however many more. That's over 100 yards more. No, close to 100 yards more than what the Colts had as a team, but definitely more than what they had as a team, whatever it breaks down to. So my vote is Blake Bortles.
Yeah, 232 as a team for Indy today. The Jags had 518. Bortles had 330 of those through
plus
the air.
The 11 yards running, so he outgained him.
That's right. Mike, go ahead.
I don't know if this is going to be unanimous or not, but we'll make Blake the official winner here with 2.5 votes, because if you don't vote for him on a day where he throws for 330 and has a quarterback rating of 124, is pretty flawless, honestly. I mean, you know, it wasn't perfect. He did lose the fumble, but I don't really pin that one on him. He got blindsided on that. I thought Blake played extremely well right from the very start of this football game. That's the key to me why, you know, a guy like T.J. Yeldon came on late, certainly with the long touchdown run. But Blake, we question this offense, guys. How are they going to be able to move the ball without Leonard Fournette in there? Marquise Lee is banged up. You lose Cam Robinson early in this football game, and he never really missed a beat. He got a lot of help from his offensive line and his skill position guys, but Blake Bortles came through in a big way for the Jags today.
Well, I think it's going to be unanimous. That's pretty simple today. Well, it's happened 13 times in his career. He's thrown for 300 yards. Now only twice have the Jaguars won the game when that's happened.
Keep in mind,
you got to vote for him.
He only threw it 26 times today. He averaged nearly 13 yards per attempt today, which is astronomical for a QB. And, you know, you think you're going to put up those kind of numbers. Maybe you'd thrown it 35, 38 times, but not the case. Very efficient as well.
330 through the air, a touchdown, 124.7 rating for Blake Bortles. He is the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game today via the voting. When we return, the injury report. Big one on the second play of the game today. Not sure how bad. We haven't heard any diagnosis yet. We'll break it all down when we come back. Jags win it 27-0 over the Colts. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
The kick is up. It's good!
It's time for Field Goals for Firehouse. You can score a medium Firehouse sub when you donate $5 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more on the Wednesday following the game, get a medium sub with a $5 donation to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. It's Field Goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of 5 boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jags fans, your favorite bag boys are back in town. Don't miss out on loads of fun when Jaguars players make appearances at select Publix locations on November 14th to help bag your groceries on behalf of Tide. The Jaguars know even amateur-level athletes can get a professional-level stink, so they want you to use Tide Pods after your big game. Come out to Publix in the St. John's Town Center and at Reedy Branch off Bay Meadows Road on November 14th and purchase Tide Pods. You'll get a Jaguars reusable grocery bag and meet some Jaguars players.
If you're enrolled in one or more of JEA's billing and payment programs, we'd like to say thanks. With the JEA Power of Thanks giveaway, it's in your power to win. If you're enrolled in JEA My Budget, AutoPay, or eBill by November 30th, we'll enter you to win your choice of a Jaguars ticket package or a $500 Amazon gift card. If you haven't already, sign up and be entered into the JEA Power of Thanks giveaway. Just visit jea.com/giveaway to enroll. JEA, building community, a much appreciated community.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery. Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
Workers' compensation and auto injury claims can be a hassle. Getting your prescriptions shouldn't be. At Smart Workers Pharmacy, they provide free home delivery of prescriptions with no upfront cost or hassle for the patient. They work with insurance companies and attorneys to handle the paperwork so you can focus on what's most important, getting better. If you're injured on the job or in an auto accident, ask your prescriber to send your prescriptions to Smart Workers Pharmacy. Visit smartworkerspharmacy.com to learn more. The official pharmacy of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Final score 27-0. Jaguars over the Indianapolis Colts in week 7. Jags improved to 4-3. Jaguars postgame continues. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey in Jacksonville. Fred Taylor on the line from South Florida. And the injury report is presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. The most notable today, Cam Robinson left the game with a left ankle injury on the second play from scrimmage for this Jaguars football team. Never good to see your left tackle. He did walk off kind of under his own power, had a little assistance. They had to cart him back to the locker room, though. No word on the severity of that injury, but certainly not a good look at all, Fred, for the left tackle.
No, not a good look at all. I mean, you went up and you selected him pretty high, so you want to use him. And he's been good. He's been getting better week by week. But, you know, next man up, and those guys got to be ready. They got to be coachable like they've been thus far. But hopefully he can get healthy enough to get back after this bye week. So let's be patient, stay on the lookout, wait and see what happens.
Yeah, that's the big mystery, right? What the extent of it now he's going to be? Because look, I get the whole next man up mentality. It's one thing when James Stewart goes out and the next man up's Fred Taylor. It's another, you know what I mean?
Not who would have thought?
Who would have? Well, right, I think based on the going eighth overall in the draft, maybe a lot of people, Fred. You know what I mean?
I love you, Mike.
Hey, bro, just telling the truth here. You know, look, Cam Robinson has played exceptional football for being a rookie and stepping in at left tackle right away. So I don't think we can overemphasize how important he is and getting him healthy as quickly as possible.
Got to have him. We'll see what happens in the next week or so. The bye week coming up. Guys can get healthy. Brandon Linder, you'd love to see him back after the bye. He's been sick. Missed the last three football games, though Shatley's played okay in his spot. Little nagging nicks and bruises, Fred, this time of year. You need this bye week to get everybody fresh and ready for the stretch run.
Right. Only 6 weeks in, but still, you're close to the midway point. So bye week is – anytime you have a bye week after injuries, it's always perfect timing. You know, you want to be able to steal a week, try and get the guys back, especially when you're in the hunt. You're in the thick of things. You're half a hair out of first place in your division. So it's perfect timing for the bye week. Let's just pray everybody, do their maintenance and get themselves healthy and get back out for this late season stretch.
When we return, some final thoughts after one of the most dominating wins in franchise history. Jaguars 27, Colts nothing in week 7. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Go.
Geico brings you endorsements from the backup to the backup punter.
I'm the backup punter to the backup punter. The only time I'm on the field is when I'm headed to the locker room. Do I get high fives? Nope. Sign autographs? Nuh-uh. My jersey? It's never been washed. I'm just a kicker kicking it on the sidelines. But I did score on my car insurance by switching to Geico. They saved me money faster than Coach could say, Jenkins, you're in. Even though Coach would never say that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000 mile mark. Right now, get any 5 quarts of Valvoline Premium Conventional Oil and an STP filter for $24.99 or an extended life filter for $2 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey Jags fans, this season it could be you that takes the field. Be there when the Jags hit Everbank Field on game day through the Everbank Take the Field sweepstakes. For each home game, one lucky fan will win 2 club tickets and pregame sideline access to be on the field as the Jags are introduced. To enter and for official rules, visit everbank.com/take the field today. No purchase necessary. Legal residence of 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 12/5/17. For official rules and complete details, visit everbank.com/take the field. Sponsor Everbank, a division of TIAA FSB.
Hey Jaguars fans, you ready to score McDonald's favorites this season? Download and register the McDonald's app. Cheer on our Jaguars, get great deals. The Jaguars final score gets you a McDonald's favorite. 10 points, buy a premium dessert, get one free. 20 points, buy a Big Mac, get one free. And 30 points, buy a signature crafted recipe sandwich, get one free. It's good to be a Jaguars fan. Price of required purchase posted on menu board. Valid through October 1st at participating McDonald's.
Jaguars postgame final moments on the network tonight. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jags win 27-0, one of the most dominant all-around wins in team history. And I guess, you know, looking at the final score, you wouldn't think that. But as we've gone through some of the statistics from this game, the total yardage, 518 for the Jags as a team. That's the second best, I guess, in franchise history. The last time they went over 500 was a 519 game in 1998. I wouldn't think any other game would surpass that.
Yeah, that game against Fred, you remember the game against the Rams where Mark ended up – Kenny McCardell caught 16 balls. I know you guys were going up and down the field, but Mark turned it over a few too many times that day. I don't know if that one met that threshold or not.
You know, I don't know about offensive performance, but, you know, light bulb just came on about, well, it wasn't a regular season game, but it is a defensive performance against the Dolphins, that 62-7 shutout.
Yeah.
The defense played lights out that day, turnovers left and right. I don't know how many they had. Probably remind me a little bit of, partially a bit of what they did against the Steelers, but the offense was just extremely dynamic that day, and we put up massive amount of points.
Yeah, 62-7 is the gold standard, and
no doubt.
Until and unless they win a Lombardi Trophy, probably always will be. Honestly,
I mean, they sent a Hall of Famer out to pasture that day too.
Another one.
Yeah,
You know, and Jimmy Johnson just as a little excess baggage on that one as well.
Yeah, why not? So yeah, that's the playoff one. But yeah, 27-0 today. Shutout win on the road in the division to improve to 4-3. And here we go. The bye week is here, so time to refresh some things, get some guys healthy, recharge the batteries, and then the Bengals and the Chargers are at home in weeks 9 and 10. And the Bengals are playing right now, by the way, trailing 7-0 to the Steelers late in the first quarter. That game is in Pittsburgh, big rivalry game there. The Chargers are what they are, Phillip Rivers and company. They've had some issues early in this season. So it's everything's right out in front of this Jaguars football team, Fred.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you get a team out of Cincinnati Bengals, you know, coming off the bye week. They're 2-3 right now, and they're currently losing, as you mentioned. And they're a team who's had some up and down. They've definitely had some struggles. And then tossing it over to the Chargers to start the season out 0-4. Some close losses early on. Actually, all of their games, actually, as a matter of fact. And then they've won the last two. But they are what they are. They go through Phillip Rivers. And I think it'll be two good matchups coming straight out of the break, out of the bye week. And the Jaguars have the whole entire season in front of them. A lot of favorable matchups. They have to just go out and be who they are You know, allow Blake to get into a rhythm early, create some momentum. That will take some pressure off the run game. And then from there, the defense, if they have an opportunity after those fast starts at, like today, the defense, I mean, they're just motivated when they see points on the board. And they play lights out. So if they can continue to play throughout the season with that formula, there's no doubt in my mind they'll be, you know, 10-6, 11-5, division champs and a playoff berth. I'm going to keep saying it.
I like it. The confidence there. One more update on the total yardage of that that game you're talking
about. Yeah,
Fred
wouldn't have remembered. He wasn't on the squad yet. 96. Right. I couldn't remember the year. It was 96. Actually, it was the anniversary of it this week, I think. Keenan McCarter had like 16 catches in the game. But Mark Brunell threw 5 interceptions, as I recall. But they piled up 538 against the Rams.
Wow.
In a loss.
And they lost the game.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that? Up and down the field. So, yeah. But the 500-yard days are rare. And today they had another one, 518. All right. We asked earlier, Fred, and you said injuries are the most important thing to get corrected for this team right now, at least going into the bye week. The most pressing issue, I guess. Outside of the injuries, what's the most glaring thing this football team needs to improve upon coming back from the bye?
You know, it's they're a pretty solid team. They're a solid team. They got to continue to create depth. The young guys got to stay ready. Typically, they'll just go back and look at what they've done well and how can they what they can do to get better at it. They'll look at some of their you know, weaknesses. They'll look at their tendencies. You know, they can go back these last 6 games and see how teams have been stacking up against them, you know, what they can clean up to sort of not show their hands, you know, to make it that much easier for the opposing defenses to break them down in film study. So the coach is going to get back. They're going to say, all right, this is why the defense here. This is why they've given us this look. This is why we get this here from an offensive standpoint or a defensive standpoint. And let's clean it up. You know, let's not show our hand before we get an opportunity to run our plays. And then that makes the team better. So you have to be able to adjust in this game in the NFL because it's a copycat league. So you want to be able to adjust what you do and find a way to do things better and find a way to steal a few plays from other teams and do those better and try and execute them.
So the Jags are off this coming week. They'll be back in week 9 against the Cincinnati Bengals here at Everbank Field. And, Fred, we will talk to you, I'm sure, over the bye. We'll chat back and forth. We'll talk to you on these airwaves before that Bengals game coming up in 2 weeks.
That's right. Let's do it, man. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right, Freddie. We'll see you in a couple
Fred
weeks,
Taylor.
Man. All right, guys. Be
from
well.
South Florida, joining us on the line in Jaguars postgame. For those on our flagship station in Jacksonville, 1010XL, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is coming up next. Jags Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Director of Broadcasting, Patrick Cavanaugh. Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are our producers. Ashlyn Sullivan directs the show for Jaguars.com. For Jeff Loggeman, Fred Taylor, and Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Shadrick saying goodnight. Final score, Jags 27, Colts nothing on the Jaguars Radio Network.